This is Wing Lam, founder of Wahoo's Fish Taco, with my brothers Mingo and Ed. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on Sports Radio AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And the Halos are playing a matinee game today in Baltimore against those pesky Orioles, looking to get back at them, and they will follow us directly after the show, so do stay tuned. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Happy to be here, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. There's a young chef in Long Beach who I've been following for a while, and this is Chef Philip Pretty. I came into contact with him initially at another restaurant that he was part of that fortunately he transitioned from before there were some problems there. And it had nothing to do with Philip, but he joined forces with his sister to do something on his own. And he has the delightful Heritage Restaurant and Sandwich Shop, which is in the Rose Park area of Long Beach. And what I like about it, I like many things about it, but it has a split personality. During the day, it is a gourmet sandwich shop. What they put between slices of artisan breads is definitely worthy. But at night, it becomes an unpretentious fine dining restaurant. And Chef Philip also has guest chefs that come in sometimes on Saturday nights, and they do collaborative dinners, showcasing a lot of the talent in Long Beach. Because, you know, for those of you that don't think there's serious restaurants in Long Beach, I would beg to differ. And I think Chef Philip is a good example of that. And without further ado, it is a pleasure to welcome Chef Philip Pretty back to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Chef, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Again, Philip, I've followed your career for a while in Long Beach. I'm so delighted you've been able to step out on your own and accomplish what you have accomplished. Give us a little of the background about the two personalities of Heritage Restaurant and Sandwich Shop. Let's start with lunch with the sandwiches.
Well, the idea behind the AM menu is, when we opened, it was in the heart of COVID, so we needed to do something that we could do to go, and also to spread word that we were on the corner of 7th and St. Louis, because at that time it was a nail shop and it wasn't a restaurant.
kind of a transition, then, Chef.
Yeah, I mean, when we, you know, we renovated the whole thing, and then when we opened up, all we could do was to go, so we did that, and we did the best that we could, and then when they started open up indoor dining and outdoor dining, that's when we decided to move to open up to PM. So we have an AM and PM concept, and at night or during the day, we do our sandwiches. We smoke all our meats in house. We make all of our dressings, all of our sauces in house. We go to the farmer's market for all the produce that we put in the sandwiches and anything that we do.
Definitely, Philip, you go out of your way. And let's talk about that aspect of things a little bit, because in addition to being able to get any of your menu items during lunch a la carte, you kind of have this cute lunchbox package. Tell us a little bit about that, because that's a great value.
Yeah, the lunchbox is something that we developed during COVID because we wanted people to be able to get a whole meal when they came in and just get it all in one sitting, and then they could take it to go. And so when it, for us, it just made sense. And when you get a lunchbox, you get a choice of a sandwich, a choice of a side, and then you get a sweet or a drink.
And again, great value for the money, and you can definitely enjoy the dine-in aspect right now. Speaking of which, Philip, the one thing I didn't ask you about that I want you to describe for our listeners, tell us about the building that you're in, because, again, that's something a little special, too. This isn't, the typical retail-type outlet with a building that has no architectural interest whatsoever.
No, not at all. Our restaurant is housed in a 1922 California bungalow Craftsman. So when you walk up or drive by it, it looks exactly like a house, and we kept all the aesthetics as so, and brought back the original paint from the 20s and the, how the pillars were and everything like that. And in doing so, it was just, it feels a little bit more inviting than your average retail shop.
Philip, amen to that. Now, you recently took over the other half of the bungalow, so basically Heritage Restaurant and Sandwich Shop now takes over the entire building. What is in the space that you grew into? Explain how the spaces all come together, and also the fact that you do have an open kitchen, so you can see everything that's going on.
Yeah, when we bought the businesses out initially in 2020, we got both sides. So we were paying rent on both sides with the idea of when we started to get busier and everything opened up, we can expand into the other side and do more seating and just have a private dining room if people wanted to buy it out for parties. And then on the back side of that, that's where we have like our office and some of our storage.
Philip, it definitely has worked out well. Let's talk a little bit about the lunch menu before we get into what you do for dinner, and then we're going to take a quick break and come back. And there's some exciting news that you have to share with our listening audience, a brand new ambitious project that definitely goes with what your philosophy of dining and creating food is. Let's talk about some of the salads first, Philip, that are on the lunch menu. They are gorgeous when they are on the plate, and obviously, it's the freshest of produce that you can get. But, you know, everybody's doing a gem salad right now. It's very popular. But your gem salad is a little different because you add stone fruit. Kind of give us the food porn version of that, if you would, because I do think there's actually a picture on either our Instagram or our Facebook right now. It definitely is an Instagrammable menu item.
Yeah, we generally don't have like green lettuce salads on the menu. We do them during the summertime. But this one is special because it has, you know, different types of stone fruit that we get depending on what's available at the market. It gets gem lettuce from a Finley Farms, pickled mustard seeds, shaved fennel, pickled red onions, and then the dressing is made out of peaches that we blend with a little bit of Dijon mustard and extra virgin olive oil, and that's what we dress the whole salad in.
Chef, that peach vinaigrette is what really sells the deal. I don't think I've seen that too many other places, so congratulations on that side. Raw beets are definitely having their moment in dining. I love beets, so it's good to see. But tell us about your braised farm beets that is in the salad format.
So the farm beets, I love beets, and that's something that's been on the menu since day one. It changes throughout the season, and currently we're making our own yogurt in-house, and that's the base of the beet dish that we have on. And then we have fresh strawberries, pickled green strawberries, mint, basil, cucumber, and cucumber granita, and then fennel fronds that we finish on the top.
Chef, just a simple little combination. Now, Philip, when I see someone that goes through the effort of putting Rancho Gordo beans on their menu and also mentions them, you know, specifically gives them brand identification, educate our audience for a minute, if you would, Philip, about why Rancho Gordo beans are something really special, because they are.
I mean, the first time I used Rancho Gordo beans was probably 2012-ish, and I tried them, and when I cooked them, the first thing that I noticed is that the beans didn't explode, they didn't break, they stayed whole, and as you cooked them, they got really tender and took on more flavor than your average, like, cannellini bean, yellow-eyed pea, whatever you're using. And with these beans, to me, they're special just for the simple fact that it's like, I think it's like a third generation family that used seeds that were from Oaxaca and opened up their farm in Northern California. And since then, a lot of chefs have come hip to them and been using them in different types of ways. I feel that if we were ever to do dry beans in the house, whether it's AM or PM, we're always going to use Rancho Gordo.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it from Chef Philip, but definitely I endorse them. And as he mentioned, it is a family business. It is California-based and definitely worthy of your attention. Now, before we go out to our top-of-the-hour break, Philip, in terms of the sandwiches that you have on various types of artisan breads, it's hard to single one out, but at our table when I was dining with you for lunch recently, that smoked heritage pork belly really went over like gangbusters. Give us a little bit of a description on that, and then we'll pick up the conversation on the other side.
Yeah, so the pork belly, we get a heritage breed of pork, and we smoke it on our offset smoker for about 4 to 6 hours, depending. And then we finish it in the oven until it's really tender. And then that comes with a bell pepper tomato jam, pickled red onions, gem lettuce, fresh tomato, and then the pork belly gets on top, and it's in between country loaf.
Philip, I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking with executive chef and co-proprietor of the Heritage Restaurant and Sandwich Shop in the Rose Park area of Long Beach. We're going to pick up the conversation on the other side because there's some exciting news. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.